All right, it's a Friday morning. We're joined live in studio by Mike Schultz of the River Cities Reader, Reader's Reviews. Every other Wednesday, everywhere in the River Cities Reader, also online at rcreader.com.
That you can do every week.
Yeah, you can do that every day.
Yeah,
you should, actually.
Do it wherever.
Well,
what if you've
already
read
it? A day. What
yeah,
the hell?
Right.
Why not?
You might have missed something.
Hey, how do
very
we,
true.
How do we do in the reader poll? Come on, tell us.
I truly don't know.
Oh, every year.
I know. It's true every year.
Wait a minute. I thought we weren't in any category.
No,
Mike said he voted for us.
I did vote for you guys. There are places to vote for you.
Like best pizza?
Best cheese sandwich.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, but local media, you guys count.
When
right?
does that? When, those local when do those come out so that we can ignore it when it comes
that'll
out?
That'll be case, hey,
unless we win, and then it's all we'll talk about.
If this
about.
Makes you feel better, it comes out on April Fool's Day, so you don't necessarily have to take anything as gospel. You can just be like, oh, see, they're just fun enough.
All right, but if we do win for whatever it is...
Then take it deathly serious.
Best taco. Mm-hmm. We'd like to be on the cover.
Okay.
Holding said taco.
I'll bring that up with the powers that be.
Yeah. Look at this.
See what I can do.
If
for
we
you.
Win best taco, we demand a cover shot.
That's. I'll give that to
I
you.
I think that's fair.
No problem.
So, Mike, you yes? have seen some movies. We got three big movies opening up in Quad City Theaters today. Go ahead and tell us what yes. you saw.
The paper copy it of wasn't... The was out this week.
Yes,
yeah, right.
Indeed. There was indeed a new one. 2 out of 3, not bad. The Last House on the Left,
uh-huh.
pretty good,
yeah.
all things considered. I was kind of surprised. I didn't expect much from it, but...
scary?
It's scary.
Or a...
It's disturbing. It yeah. gets inside you in a kind of gross, awful way. It's one of those movies that you realize worked, even if you didn't like it so
uh-huh.
much. You're like, okay,
it
that
made you
was
feel
fine.
Something, huh?
Yeah, definitely. It's got... One of the things I wrote, it's got the most gruesome, painful killing I've seen since... Did you guys see American History X? Edward
with
Norton?
With the curb?
The curb killing.
Yeah.
It's probably the most disturbing killing since the curb killing,
really?
I think. It really...
See, I'm not a big fan. I don't know if I'm a big
yeah.
fan of that sort of thing.
It made me kind of go, ah!
Ooh.
Out loud in the theater. And
really?
I, yeah, then
well,
I had to look around and be like,
job,
oh, sorry.
Then, huh?
Definitely. So, yeah,
I'm
it's...
Sorry.
I felt
well,
like
were
a,
other people
like
doing
an
that
idiot.
Too?
Well, there were only like four of us
oh.
there. It was one of those early afternoon matinees. But
yeah.
I went, yeah!
Yeah, I don't
yeah,
think this
so
thing made a ton
that
of
was
money.
Cool.
Okay.
It didn't do great, but it was not bad. Race to Witch Mountain was just fine.
Yeah.
It's just exactly what you want it to be. It's a cheesy Disney thing with The Rock. Perfect. It's fine.
Yeah.
And then there was Miss March, that movie with the guys from
right.
The Whitest Kids You Know.
Yeah.
Maybe I hate it more than Paul Blart. Possibly.
Really?
It's very
offensive
close.
Or what? Or
offensive
stupid.
In its stupidity. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
In its boy, you had this this idea that is you just trashed. It's basically just a sketch idea. These guys go to the Playboy Mansion to save the guy's girlfriend from the you know the evils, I guess, of Hef.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's just a long, stupid, pointless road trip movie with no laughs at all, and it's just witless and dumb. Especially if you like that show, The Whitest Kids You Know, which is quite good, I think. But boy, this movie sucked.
Didn't go anywhere.
It was terrible.
Okay.
And that's it.
Like,
we're caught up then.
Kind of like remember when you loved Kids in the Hall and then you saw Brain Candy and you were like,
yeah.
what the
you're
hell?
You were like,
happened?
What was I thinking?
How is it so funny and then not so funny?
That's exactly what this was.
Yeah, because there was very little stuff that Kids in the Hall did on the show that wasn't funny.
Right, but that movie, powerfully unfunny.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Well, we've got three movies opening up in theaters today in the Quad Cities, and we begin with the one that I imagine most people will want to see. Although, actually, all three of these I could see our audience going to.
Yeah.
I Love You, Man. By the way, total side note, I rented Role Models over the weekend.
Yeah, you had said that.
I love that movie.
Jane Lynch,
she's
was I right?
She's great.
Yeah, genius.
She's great.
Yeah, I need to see that one again. I was okay with it. I thought it was fine.
Oh,
yeah,
you know,
I need to see it again, though.
Really good beginning, really solid ending. The middle kind of not so much.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. That's a movie, once I got done watching it, and I know I say this too much, but that's a movie, once I got done watching it on DVD, I said, I like that. I'm glad I didn't see it in the theater.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's a perfect rental,
yeah.
I say. So that's my DVD pick of the week.
That's fair.
That little black kid in the Kiss makeup? It made the whole movie.
The Kiss makeup just made the movie for me in general.
Yeah,
it's like,
right.
Yep, we need
right.
more endings with people in Kiss makeup.
Okay.
All right, so Paul Rudd, who is also in Role Models, Paul Rudd realizes that he has no male friend close enough to serve as best man at his wedding.
So he needs one.
So he embarks on a series of mandates to find one. Also in this movie is that Jason Segel from How I Met Your Mother.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So here, Here's a
and,
clip
and
from...
Rashida Jones, by the way, from The Office. Right. We miss.
Big fan of her.
Yeah.
Let's do this clip from the movie. Again, I Love You, Man, in theaters today.
So what do? I mean, how do I meet friends? It's such a weird concept.
Well, I can do some recon around the gym. But you're going to have to be aggressive about this, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Use the internet to meet guys. Get mom to fix you up. I mean, if you see a cool-looking guy, strike up a conversation and ask him on a mandate.
A what?
A mandate.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
No.
By that, I mean casual lunch or after-work drinks, okay? No dinner and no movies. You're not taking these boys to see The Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, God, I love that movie.
No, I won't.
I can't wait.
Yeah, it seems like it's pretty funny.
Yeah, I love all those people, so yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Right. Also in theaters today, Duplicity. Julia Roberts and Clive Owen are former government intelligence agents who team up to stage an elaborate corporate con with Paul Giamatti as the villain. Darren?
Yay!
Well, there'll be plenty of double-crossing here, right?
Yeah.
Double and triple and quadruple-crossing.
Oh, right. Yeah.
To the point where...
You don't know what
people
the
are being double-crossed
on.
When the credits are over. Right. That's my guess.
I'm guessing the same thing, actually. Yeah, it looks...
So don't
looks,
believe
looks
anything
a little naughty,
up until
a little
the very
canotti.
End. Yeah.
Here is, again, another Clive Owen versus Paul Giamatti movie. Enjoy this clip from Duplicity.
How do I know you?
How do you know me? Wow, that's tough. That's a strong play. Believe me, I've spent a lot of time thinking what this would be like. Where we'd be, what I'd say, what you'd say, but I never thought that you'd...
I'm terribly sorry.
You really want to go this way?
You clearly have me confused with someone else.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not great on names. I should be. I try. Faces, I'm definitely better. Faces, I'm like a B, B minus. Where I'm good, where I really excel, people I've slept with. That's been a traditional area of strength for me.
Look, seriously, I don't know who you think I am, but...
You charm me, seduce me, screw me, then you drug me and ransack my hotel room. And how sick is this? You know, the last thing I remember before I passed out was how much I liked you.
Okay.
Pretty good give
and
take
some
there.
Some snappy banter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's regular... by the guy who did Michael Clayton, so that's a good sign right there.
Right, right.
Yeah. I bet Clive Owen wears a gray suit in this.
A lot.
He's the man in the gray flannel suit.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then finally today, God help Mike Schultz.
What's this one?
Knowing Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, but you know what? I think this is getting really good reviews.
Ebert gave it 4 stars.
Are you kidding me?
Nuh-uh. Yeah. No, he really, really liked it.
Yeah.
I'm still nervous, but
I mean, I understand
really
that it just seems
it.
Like the treasure things worked so well for Nicolas
seems...
Cage. That we'll just take the clues... Mysteries somewhere else.
And that movie that he did called Next that came out a couple years ago with Julianne Moore where he could see the future.
Yeah, right.
It's all very similar to me.
Yeah.
Here's the last 5 movies he made that didn't do well. What if we took bits and pieces from all of them?
Well, those movies, I think those movies
Treasure
did
movies are,
well.
The Master of Treasure movies are crazy popular. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. People
those
love
did real
those.
Well.
Yeah.
They turned those into board games.
Yeah, right? Yeah. They've got action
some
figures.
Some sort of board game?
Some sort of, oh God, Larry's, he heard that.
So, Nicolas Cage stumbles upon a time capsule with terrifying predictions about the future and sets out to prevent them from coming true. Although from watching the trailer, doesn't look like he does that good of a job.
No.
Everything damn
blows
up. Some
things do blow up.
Yeah.
Eventually I'll try to stop things.
Here's a clip from Knowing.
I was up all night going over this. I went through that list again and again, and I tried to fault it, and I couldn't. But I've matched these numbers to the dates of every major global disaster for the last 50 years in perfect sequence, except for 3. And these events haven't occurred yet, starting with this one. So tomorrow, somewhere on the planet, this number string predicts that 81 people are gonna die.
I don't know.
It sounds like a fun movie.
Yeah.
Real date flick.
It's by Alex Proyas, who did The Crow. And
okay.
Dark City. So,
okay.
I mean, he's
those
got,
are good.
He's not terrible. You
yeah.
Know? What else did he do? Movies. And iRobot, which wasn't great, but it wasn't bad.
Uh-huh.
So, maybe. I don't know. Maybe it'll be all right.
Yeah, you might go 3 for 3.
Maybe, quite possibly.
Not,
can I throw this out there?
Not a chance. Yes.
Not a chance.
We so rarely throw any love towards Nova. They got 2 movies opening today, brand new that we hadn't seen before.
Okay.
One is Waltz with Bashir, which was up for best foreign film. Excuse me. It's a 90-minute cartoon documentary from Iran.
That's okay. Gotten rave reviews.
Rave crazy reviews.
Yeah.
And this one, let me just read the synopsis. It's called Brain Dead. The story of six people stranded in a deserted fishing lodge with a host of alien-infected, mutant, amoeba-controlled zombies at their doorstep.
Well,
I'm there.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Right.
What a crazy weekend. Uh-huh. That's like five flicks I need to see. I'm kind of excited.
Brain Dead.
I've never heard of it. Nope. Till I looked in the paper and went, what the hell? Brain Dead.
Well, there you go.
Amoeba zombies. Boy. I'm there.
Enjoy it while you can, Schultz, because next week you've got another big CG movie.
Oh, do I?
Monsters versus Aliens.
Oh, yeah. With Seth Rogen doing his billionth voiceover in the past 6 months.
Have you seen the ads, too, where Seth Rogen and Anna Faris are doing essentially
Paul Blart Mall Cop? What's that about? The same movie. Yeah. 3 months later. And it's going to be crazy. And then we're going to get, like, two of these a month for the next couple of years.
Right.
Oh.
Should also mention that we're just a couple weeks away from the 61 drive-in opening again.
That's right.
When isn't there supposed to be a drive-in on Locust Street opening sometime?
Yeah, but I know this one's built.
Yeah, okay.
I know this one exists.
Good for you.
When the other ones actually exist, then we'll mention it.
Kind of psyched. I wish they would debut more things at the drive-in, which would be nice because by the time it gets there, I've seen it already.
Yeah, so. That's true. Yeah. But they do a pretty decent job of getting them there pretty quick.
Yeah, but I do love the drive-in.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, there you go. He's Mike Schultz. Read his reviews online at rcreader.com or every other week at the in the paper thing. If you're some sort of Luddite, you can go ahead and do that.
Absolutely.
He's Mike Schultz. We're David Darren, and this is the Quad City Rocker, Rock 104.9.